Well, we're at midday of the week. We're so thankful that God has blessed us with another day to worship Him and to serve Him and be a great example to other people. I'm Jeff May with the Oakland Church of Christ. I thank you so much for joining me today. We're talking this week about giving God our very best in worship. On Monday, we talked about how that God's name is to always be hallowed. That means that it is lifted up on a pinnacle above all else. We never treat God's name in a profane way. We then talked on Tuesday about our worship of Him has to be right. We can't just dream up whatever we would like to do in worship. We must look at the Scriptures and see what God would want us to do in our worship so that our worship will be acceptable to Him. Today we want to talk about the need to give God our very best in worship. I believe one of the strongest sections in the Bible about that is in the Old Testament book of Malachi. It's the last book of the Old Testament, just before you get to the New Testament passages. But in Malachi chapter 1, we're seeing that God's people were worshiping Him, or at least they called it worship. It really wasn't so much. In Malachi 1, beginning in verse 6, it says, "A son honors his father and a servant his master. If I then am the father, where is my honor? If I am a master, where is my reverence? Says the Lord of hosts. To you priests who despise my name, yet you say, in what way have we despised your name? He said, you offer defiled food on my altar, but you say, in what way have we defiled you? By saying, the table of the Lord is contemptible. Now listen to verse 8. When you offer the blind as a sacrifice, is it not evil? When you offer the lame and the sick, is it not evil? Offer it then to your governor. Would he be pleased with you? Would he accept you favorably? Says the Lord. It goes on to say in verse 10, who is there even among you who would shut the doors so that you would not kindle fire on my altar in vain? Shall I accept this from you? God says, I have no pleasure in you. And so we see in this that they were just offering God the leftovers. If a lamb was blind, they'd offer that. If it was sick in some way, they'd offer that. A broken leg, offer that. Can't make much money off of this, I'll just give it to God. Can you see the spirit? Can you see the attitude? And yet God absolutely detested that kind of thinking. And He says, I just wish you'd shut the doors and go home. So we're certainly learning from that, aren't we, that in our worship, we've got to give God our very best. The Bible teaches that worship really needs to be a sacrifice of ourselves. It's costly. There's time involved, there's energy involved, there's devotion involved. Really, my whole life is to be given to God. I love something that King David once said. He had sinned against God, and he was going to offer a sacrifice to God, and he's preparing to do that. But he is offered everything he needs by a man who just wanted to care for him. His name was Araunah. In 2 Samuel 24 and verse 22, it says, Araunah said to David, let my lord the king take and offer up whatever seems good to him. Look, here's oxen for the burnt sacrifice. Here are threshing implements and yokes of oxen for wood. And so he's offering just to give David everything he needs for the sacrifices. All these, O King Araunah, has given to the king. And Araunah said to the king, may the Lord your God accept you. And then the king said to Araunah, no, but I will surely buy it from you for a price, nor will I offer burnt offerings to the Lord my God with that which costs me nothing. And so David bought the threshing floor and the oxen for 50 shekels of silver. And so David says, I'm not going to offer to God that which costs me nothing. David wanted there to be sacrifice in his sacrifice. And so that's what we're learning, is that when we worship God, we've just got to always give God the very, very best. Going through the motions, which is so easy to do if we're not careful, going through the motions is just not going to be acceptable to God. So hallow God's name, worship Him in the right way, give Him your very best, and we'll continue to talk more about these things on Thursday and Friday of this week. We invite you to the Oakland Church of Christ. We're just a group of people who are taking our Bible, striving to see what it says and live according to it. And we'd love for you to come and study it with us. Help us to serve God, and we'll try to help you in whatever ways we can help you. We'd just love for you to be with us. We worship on Sunday mornings at 9:30. We have actual Bible class at 9:30, 10:20 for our worship service at 10:20, and then 5 o'clock, our evening worship service. And then on Wednesday nights at 7 o'clock, we have classes for all ages. We sure would love for you to come. A friendly welcome always awaits you at the Oakland Church of Christ. I'm Jeff May. My time's up. I thank you for yours.